إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلوات الله وسلامه عليه يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما ثم أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار ثم أما بعد. As always, we begin by praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with praises and exaltations that only He is worthy of. We begin by sending His salawat and His salamat, His blessings and His peace upon the last and final messenger, Muhammad ibn Abdullah sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa ashabihi wa sallam wa ba'd. And we begin, alhamdulillahi ta'ala, by thanking our brothers at Ad-Din al-Sahih, which is being, alhamdulillahi ta'ala, organized out of India. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless our brothers and those that are responsible for putting forward this khair. Indeed, commanding that which is good and forbidding evil is an obligation upon the Muslims. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He states in Surah Ali Imran, وَلْتَكُمْ مِنْكُمْ أُمَّةٌ يَدْعُونَ إِلَى الْخَيْرِ وَيَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَيَنْهَوْنَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ. Let there be from amongst you a group that call to all that which is good. They command righteousness and they forbid evil. Indeed, it is narrated by Abu Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala anhu in a hadith collected by Al-Imam al-Tirmidhi rahimahullahu ta'ala. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, لَتَأْمُرُنَّ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَلَتَنْهَوُنَّ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ أَوْ لَيُشِكَنَّ اللَّهُ أَنْ يَبْعَثَ عَلَيْكُمْ عَذَابًا مِّنْهُ ثُمَّ تَدْعُونَهُ وَلَنْ يُسْتَجَابَ لَكُمْ. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said that indeed you will command good and you will forbid evil. And if you do not, then Allah will quickly bring down an azab upon you, a punishment upon you. ثُمَّ تَدْعُونَهُ وَلَنْ يُسْتَجَابَ لَكُمْ. And then you shall make dua to Allah to remove that azab, and Allah will not answer that dua. My brothers and sisters in Islam, the nature of man is that he is forgetful and he errs. The nature of man is that he forgets and does not learn his lesson. The nature of man is that he continuously falls into the same mistake. So indeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He created us for His worship. Tabaraka wa ta'ala. As He states in Surah Al-Dhariyat, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. I did not create the jinn nor men except that they should worship me. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said, وَمَا أُمِرُوا إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُ اللَّهَ مُخْلِصِينَ لَهُ الدِّينَ هُنَفَاءَ. Indeed, they were not commanded except with ikhlas, with sincerity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in their religion. Meaning that they were commanded with tawheed and they were forbidden from committing shirk. But man is forgetful. So Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, he mentions that between Adam alayhi salatu wassalam and Nuh alayhi salatu wassalam, there were 10 generations. كان بين آدم ونوح عشرة قرون كلهم على التوحيد. 10 generations, all of them were upon tawheed. All of them were upon the tawheed of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then what occurred from the deception of shaitan occurred. And they fell into the worship of idols and the likenesses of righteous men that they had made. So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent to them Nuh alayhi salatu wassalam, as he jalla wa ala states in Surah Nuh, Inna arsalna Nuhan ila qawmihi an anzir qawmaka min qablihin ya'tiyahum azabun aleem. Qala ya qawmi inni lakum nazeerun mubeen an i'budullaha wattaquuhu wati'un. And indeed we sent Nuh to his people to warn his people before a severe punishment comes to them. And Nuh alayhi salatu wassalam went to his people as a clear and plain warner. And the reaction of his people was one of arrogance. It was one of rejection. وَقَالُوا لَا تَذَرُنَّ آلِهَتَكُمْ وَلَا تَذَرُنَّ وَدًّا وَلَا سُوَاعًا وَلَا يَغُوثَ وَيَعُوقَ وَنَصْرًا. So when they were called to the tawheed of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they said, لَا تَذَرُنَّ آلِهَتَكُمْ. Do not leave off your gods. Do not leave off your gods. Do not abandon your gods. لَا تَذَرُنَّ آلِهَتَكُمْ. وَلَا تَذَرُنَّ وَدًّا وَلَا سُوَاعًا وَلَا يَغُوثَ وَيَعُوقَ وَنَصْرًا. Do not leave off wad and suwa' and yaghuth and ya'uq and nasr. Don't leave these gods off. And these were idols of righteous men. From amongst them, as it is mentioned in the tafasir of the Qur'an. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala destroyed them until there did not remain upon the earth except Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam and his followers. And we move forward to the time of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. And when he said to his father, وَإِذْ قَالَ إِبْرَاهِيمُ لِيَبِيهِ وَقَوْمِهِ مَا هَذِهِ التَّمَاثِيلُ الَّتِي أَنْتُمْ لَهَا عَاكِفُونَ. What are these idols that I find you so devoted to? So again, in the time of Ibrahim, Khalilullah, he found his people worshipping idols. مَا هَذِهِ التَّمَاثِيلُ الَّتِي أَنْتُمْ لَهَا عَاكِفُونَ. قَالُوا وَجَدْنَا آبَاءَنَا لَهَا عَابِدِينَ. They said, we found our forefathers worshipping them, so now we are worshipping them. And then we come to Bani Israel. And when Musa alayhi salatu wasalam was called by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, summoned by Allah jalla wa ala, and Allah Ta'ala says in Surah Al-Baqarah, فَأَخَذْتُمُ الْعِجْلَ مِنْ بَعْدِهِ وَأَنْتُمْ ظَالِمُونَ. Then you took the calf after him, and you are indeed from those that were oppressive. So again they fell into shirk, the worship of idols. And then the Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam, خاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين, he was sent to the Arab خاصةً and to all of mankind عَمَّةً. And he found the kuffar of Quraysh, the Arab, worshipping what? Idols. أَفَرَأَيْتُمُ اللَّاتَ وَالْعُزَّ وَالْمَنَاتَ الثَّالِثَةَ الْأُخْرَى. Have you seen اللات and العُزَّ and المنات? These were, from amongst them, were those that were idols. So it is not surprising that mankind continuously falls into the same hole over and over and over again. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continuously sends prophets and messengers with the same message over and over and over and over again, until the coming of the last prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then after him there shall remain from the callers of truth that give importance to this call of at-tawheed, the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone and without any partners. And from amongst them, from amongst those callers, was Shaykhul Islam Muhammad bin Abdul Wahhab rahimahullah ta'ala. And from the most famous of his books is Kitab al-Tawheed. Kitab al-Tawheed, my brothers and sisters in Islam, is from the most important books authored on this topic. And it is befitting that this book should be read and taught over and over again, as it deals with the affairs of shirk, the big of them and the small of them, the major of them and the minor of them. And from those affairs is our chapter today. بَابٌ مِنَ الشِّرْكِ لَبْسُ الْحَلْقَةِ وَالْخَيْطِ وَنَهْوِهِمَا لِرَفْعِ الْبَلَاءِ أُدَفْعِهِ. That from shirk is the wearing of a ring, لُبْسُ الْحَلْقَةِ وَالْخَيْطِ, or a string, وَنَحْوِهِمَا, and the likes of these two things. Any, whether it is a string, whether it is a ring, whatever it is that you are wearing, لِرَفْعِ الْبَلَاءِ أُدَفْعِهِ, whether it is to lift from you a bala, a test, a punishment, a disease, أُدَفْعِهِ, or to save yourself from it. This was the habit of the kuffar of Quraysh, that they would place upon their properties, upon their children, amulets. And they would place upon them, tie upon them strings, and place upon them shells or beads, so as to save them from harm, save them from the evil eye. And ya subhanallah, if we look at specifically the Indian subcontinent, and the shirkiyat that are available to the people, that are similar in definition, similar in application, and similar in purpose to this very affair that Shaykhul Islam Muhammad bin Abdul Wahhab rahimahullah ta'ala is mentioning. It is as though that this book has been authored and this chapter has been placed for this time and in this place. This is a proof, my brothers and sisters in Islam, that the affair of a tawheed must be given importance to in every time and in every place. This was the habit of the prophets and the messengers, alayhim salatu wasalam, even upon their deathbeds. They were concerned with the tawheed of Allah. أَمْ كُنْتُمْ شُهَدَاءَ إِذْ حَضَرَ يَعْقُوبَ الْمَوْتِ إِذْ قَالَ لِبَنِيهِ مَا تَعْبُدُونَ مِنْ بَعْدِي. Were you present when death came to Ya'qub? And he said to his children, what are you going to worship after me? And the Prophet of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam laying upon his deathbed saying, La'natullahi ala al-Yahudi wal-Nasara ittakhadhu qubura anbiya'ihim masajid. The curse of Allah be upon the Jews and the Christians, that they took the graves of their prophets and messengers as places of worship. The Prophet ﷺ said, إِنَّنِي عَبْدٌ, I am indeed a slave, فَقُولُ عَبْدُ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولُهُ, say, the slave of Allah and His Messenger. Why? Because we as a species, we as the creation of Allah Ta'ala are weak and we are forgetful. And we continuously fall into the same predicament over and over and over again. So our chapter today, بَابٌ مِنَ الشِّرْكِ لُبْسُ الْحَلْقَةِ وَالْخَيْطِ وَنَحْوِهِمَا لِرَفْعِ الْبَلَاءِ وَدَفْعِهِ. That a person is to place their trust in a wing, in a ring that they are wearing, or a string that they are tying, or socks that they are wearing, or a shirt that they believe is going to aid them in something or in some way. whatever it may be, upon which a person places their i'timad, places their trust. If this is what they do, then indeed these are a people that are taking these items of their own creation, these insignificant items that are tossed, that can be thrown, that can be burnt, as shuraka lillahi ta'ala. They are making them partners to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahu jalla wa ala continuously over and over and over again in the Quran, he challenges the kuffar to look at what they worship with open eyes. Look at the reality of what they worship. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, لِمَ تَعْبُدُ مَا لَا يَسْمَعُ وَلَا يُبْصِرُ وَلَا يُغْنِي عَنْكَ شَيْئًا. Why is it that you worship what can neither see, what can neither hear, nor can it see, nor can it avail you in anything? The statement of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam to his people. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Shu'ara, قُلْ هَلْ يَسْمَعُونَكُمْ إِذْ تَدْعُونَ أَوْ يَنْفَعُونَكُمْ أَوْ يَضُرُّونَ. Can they even hear you? Again, the statement of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. Can they hear you when you make dua to them? Can they benefit you? Can they harm you? Over and over again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he debases the shirk of the mushrikun. وَيَعْبُدُونَ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ مَا لَا يَضُرُّهُمْ وَلَا يَنْفَعُهُمْ وَيَقُولُونَ هَوْلَاءِ شُفَعَاؤُنَا عِنْدَ اللَّهِ. They worship from besides Allah what can neither harm them nor benefit them. And then they say, these are our intercessors with Allah. Ayah subhanallah. How is it that we take these items as shuraka, as partners to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is the one who benefits. He is the one that harms. He is the one that guides. He is the one that misguides. He is the one that creates. He is the one that gives life. He is the one that destroys it. He is the one that gives it death. All of this is in the hands of Allah ta'ala. And to place your i'timad upon these affairs in which Allah ta'ala has made no ta'alluq, there is no relationship of these things to what it is that you are looking to gain from them. Yani a ring cannot save you from a sickness, it cannot save you from any harm, nor can a string, nor can your socks, nor can your shirt, nor can any amulet. Your i'timad, your tawakkul, your iman needs to be in Allah, رَبُّ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ, the Lord of the heavens and the earth. The very first ayah that the author he mentions, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قُلْ أَرَأَيْتُمْ مَا تَدْعُونَ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ إِنْ أَرَادَنِيَ اللَّهُ بِضُرٍ هَلْ هُنَّ كَاشِفَاتُ ضُرِّهِ. Have you seen? قُلْ أَفَرَأَيْتُمْ مَا تَدْعُونَ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ. Have you seen what you call upon from other than Allah? This is not to ask them that have you physically seen them. But this is a question so as to remind them that have you seen what you are worshipping? This is a rebuke of their actions. Have you seen what you're worshipping? It is when the parent says to the child, for example, did you see what you did? Not that they're asking the child, did you actually see what you did? But so as to rebuke them, so Allah Jalla wa Ala is rebuking them. قُلْ أَفَرَأَيْتُمْ مَا تَدْعُونَ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ. Do you see what you are worshipping from besides Allah? إِنْ أَرَادَنِيَ اللَّهُ بِضُرٍّ هَلْ هُنَّ كَاشِفَاتُ ضُرِّهِ. If Allah wants to harm me in some manner, because all harm returns back to Allah, can they save me from that harm? أَوْ أَرَادَنِي بِرَحْمَةٍ هَلْ هُنَّ مُمْسِكَاتُ رَحْمَتِهِ. Or if Allah wants to bestow His mercy upon me, can they stop the mercy of Allah from reaching me? قُلْ حَسْبِيَ اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ يَتَوَكَّلُ الْمُتَوَكِّلُونَ. Say to them, حَسْبِيَ اللَّهِ, Allah is sufficient for me. عليه يتوكل المتوكلون. Upon him are those that have true tawakkul. That tawakkul, which is an act of ibadah, then their tawakkul is upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in this ayah, there is a clarification as to why shirk billahi subhanahu wa ta'ala, whether it is major or minor, whether it is apparent or hidden, whether it is shirk in our actions or shirk in our statements or shirk in our within our hearts, why it is batil, why it has no legs to stand on. This ayah is a proof of that. Because all of these shuraka lillahi ta'ala, whether it is Isa ibn Maryam alayhi salatu wassalam, whether it is Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, whether it is the malaika, whether it is the sun, the moon, whatever it is that are worshipped besides Allah from these grand creations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from these most righteous men, if they cannot aid us in anything, they cannot avail us in anything, then how is it that a ring or a string or a sock or an amulet or a necklace or earrings, how is it that they're going to avail us? How is it that they're going to aid us in anything? Then the author, rahimahullah ta'ala, he mentions an occurrence which is narrated in the Musnad of Al-Imam Ahmad rahimahullah ta'ala and in other than it. And it is the narration of Imran ibn Husayn radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, anna an-nabiyya sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ra'a rajulan fi yadihi halqatun min sufr. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he saw a man and on his hand there was a ring of copper. فَقَالَ مَا هَذِهِ. So what is this? And in one of the narrations, even though in this narration the man whom the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw is mubham, yani we don't know who he is, it's not mentioned who he is, nor is it important. What's important is the hukam. What's important is what is the hukam? What is the ruling that we are going to extract from this hadith? That is what is important. Not who the person was, but it is mentioned in some of the narrations that the man that was seen was Imran ibn Husayn radiyallahu ta'ala anhu himself. Yani, he's the one who entered upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw him wearing this ring. And he said, ma hadihi. He said, ma hadihi. What is this? And in this, it is a lesson that the Prophet of Allah alayhi salatu wa sallam did not immediately make judgment. But he asked for tafsil. He said, what is this? Explain to me what it is. Because the wearing of a ring or a string or any can have multiple reasons. There may be many, many reasons to this. So what is this? Why is it that you're wearing this? So Imran ibn Husayn, or whomsoever this man, whomsoever this companion was, قَالَ مِنَ الْوَاهِنَةِ. It is, and I'm wearing it to save me from الْوَاهِنَةِ. الْوَاهِنَةِ is an ailment of weakness that afflicts the hand. So the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام, when he heard this, he said, انزعها. Toss it away. And not take it off, but inzi'ha, yani toss it away, get it away from you. فَإِنَّهَا لَا تَزِيدُكَ إِلَّا وَهْنًا. It will not increase you except in weakness. فَإِنَّكَ لَوْ مِتَّ وَهِيَ عَلَيْكَ مَا أَفْلَحْتَ أَبَدًا. Because, yani, he says to him with very strong words, with very strong words. Toss it away. And he said, it's not going to help you. The only thing it's going to do is make you weaker. فَإِنَّكَ لَوْ مِتَّ وَهِيَ عَلَيْكَ مَا أَفْلَحْتَ أَبَدًا. If you die and you are wearing that, then you will never be successful. Why? Because it's shirk. And shirk is not a means to success. It is not a means to happiness. It is not a means to any safety. There is no, in no capacity is there shirk ever the fulfillment of anything. It doesn't fulfill anything. There's a purpose, for example, in drinking alcohol, there's a purpose. A person likes the taste, a person likes the feeling that they get once they're drunk, right? There is a purpose in this. Zina, there's a purpose, there's a fulfillment of a desire. Even though it is in a haram means. In shirk, there is no fulfillment of desire. There is no attainment of a goal. There is no success. There is nothing but loss. And the Prophet ﷺ, he said this is nothing but loss. And the loss is paired with the qasd, with the intention of the doer. So it may be that this was an act of minor shirk. Or it may be that it was an act of major shirk. If it is an act of major shirk in that they hold that this ring or this string holds the ability to create a good and to bring about a good in itself, this is shirk akbar. This is major shirk. And if it is less than that, then it falls into the minor shirk. And upon this, Shaykh al-Islam Muhammad bin Abdul Wahhab, rahimahullah ta'ala, he says, فِيهِ شَاهِدْ لِكَلَامِ الصَّحَابَ أَنَّ شِرْكَ الْأَصْغَرَ أَكْبَرُ مِنَ الْكَبَائِرِ. That in this, there is proof. وَأَنَّهُ لَمْ يُعْظَرْ بِالْجَهَالَةِ وَفِيهِ الْإِنْكَارُ بِالتَّغْلِيظِ عَلَى مَنْ فَعَلَ مِثْلَ ذَلِكَ. He says, Shaykh al-Islam Muhammad bin Abdul Wahhab, that shirk asghar, minor shirk, is greater than the kaba'ir, than the major sins. And that a person is not excused by way of ignorance. In no manner is it logical to believe that you wearing a certain sock, or a certain pair of socks, or certain pants, or certain shoes, or certain slippers, or a certain shirt, or wearing a necklace, or certain rings, or hanging something on your car, or there is in no manner, this is a rational belief that this is going to aid you in anything, help you in anything, keep you safe from harm, bring about any benefit. This is why Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he says, لَأَنْ أَهْلِفَ بِاللَّهِ كَاذِبًا أَحَبُّ إِلَيَّ مِنْ أَنْ أَهْلِفَ بِغَيْرِهِ صَادِقًا. That I should take an oath by Allah upon a lie is more beloved to me than I should take an oath by other than Allah upon the truth. Statement of Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu. من شبه عبد الرزاق المصنف. I would rather swear by Allah, take an oath by Allah Ta'ala upon a falsehood. Because this is from the kaba'il, this is from the major sins. That you should take an oath and say wallahi upon something, and you know that what you are saying wallahi upon is a lie. This is from the kaba'il, it's from the major sins. But it is better than me swearing by other than Allah upon the truth. Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah, rahimahullah ta'ala, he explains. He says, لِأَنَّ الْحَلِفْ بِغَيْرِ اللَّهِ شِرْكِ وَالْحَلِفْ بِاللَّهِ تَوْحِيدْ. Why? To swear by other than Allah is shirk. Shirk asghar. Minor shirk. It's a shirk in speech. It's shirk. And swearing by Allah is tawheed. What tawheed فيه كذب خير من شرك معه صدق. He said, having tawheed and within it it's a lie, you're lying, is better than you have shirk and you're telling the truth. Then the author, rahimahullah ta'ala, he mentions the narration of Uqbat ibn Amir, marfu'an, man ta'allaqa tamimatan, fala atammallahu lahu, wa man ta'allaqa wad'atan, fala wada'allahu lahu. Man ta'allaqa tamimatan, the one who hangs a tamima is beads. The kuffar of Quraysh, they used to hang beads to save themselves, to aid themselves and help themselves, yani, from harm or from the evil eye. The Prophet of Allah عليه الصلاة والسلام said, "من تعلق تميمة فقد من تعلق تميمة فلا أتم الله له." Allah will not complete his needs, his desire. Allah Ta'ala won't complete it. If you put these beads up, you put all of this stuff up, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala will not complete it. وَمَنْ تَعَلَّكَ وَضَعَةً, and the one who hangs, these are, wada'a is a special type of shell from the ocean. The one who hangs these up, فَلَا وَضَعَ اللَّهُ لَهُ, then he will not be successful. He will not be safe. And in another narration, the Prophet of Allah عليه الصلاة والسلام said, مَنْ تَعَلَّكَ تَمِيمَةً فَقَدْ أَشْرَكَ. The one who hangs these tama'im, then they have committed shirk. And in this, there is another rebuke of those who put their trust in other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that it will not fulfill their desires, it will not fulfill whatever needs that they need from these affairs. And it's narrated by Ibn Abi Hatim عن حذيفة بن اليمان رضي الله تعالى عنه أنه رأى رجلا في يده خيط من الهمة فقطعه وتلا قوله تعالى وَمَا يُؤْمِنُ أَكْثَرُهُمْ بِاللَّهِ إِلَّا وَهُمْ مُشْرِكُونَ. حذيفة بن اليمان رضي الله تعالى عنه, he saw a man and he had a string around his wrist or around his hand, wearing it because he had a high fever. So he cut it off. And he recited the statement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَمَا يُؤْمِنُ أَكْثَرُهُمْ بِاللَّهِ إِلَّا وَهُمْ مُشْرِكُونَ. They do, the majority of them do not believe in Allah except that they're mushrikun. In these narrations, there are a number of benefits. And from those benefits is that placing our trust in something that we are either wearing or hanging or placing upon our homes or our cars or our businesses or our children, believing that there is some harm that is going to come by it, or believing that that is going to save us from the evil eye, then all of these are acts of shirk. In it is the benefit of commanding good and forbidding evil. So you have the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam asking Imran ibn Hussein, ma hadhi, what is this? In zi'had, toss it away, throw it away. You have Hudhayfah ibn al-Yaman cutting off the string himself. So this is the commandment of good and the forbiddance of evil. Forbidding evil, commanding good. In accordance with the statement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the statement of Allah's Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, مَنْ أَرَأَ مِنْكُمْ مُنْكَرًا فَلْيُغَيِّرْهُ بِيَدْهِ وَإِنْ لَمْ يَسْتَتِعْ فَبِلِسَانِ وَإِنْ لَمْ يَسْتَتِعْ فَبِقَلْبِ وَذَلِكَ أَضْعَفُ الْإِيمَانِ. You see something evil, change it with your hand. If you cannot, change it with your tongue. If you cannot, then change it with your dislike it in your heart. In all of these athar, in this athar of Hudhayfah ibn al-Yaman, there is the benefit that the Sahaba ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhim ajma'een, they had knowledge of Tawheed. They had knowledge of the Tawheed of Allah ta'ala, and they were focused upon this aspect of Tawheed. So if they saw amongst their companions, amongst the people, anything from the affairs of shirk, they will command good and forbid evil. And this, my brothers and sisters in Islam, is where our success lies. There is no success. There is no success without Tawheed. The abandonment of Tawheed is the abandonment of success. Those that have put their trust in other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or want to fix the issues of society by changing governments, by electing new governments, bringing in this minister, bringing in that president, by changing this, none of this will aid us in anything. None of this will aid us in anything. Not until we return back to our religion, not until we return back to At-Tawheed. And the learning of these books that our brothers, Jazahum Allahu Ta'ala Khayran, have organized these monthly lectures to study a book such as Kitab al-Tawheed, is from the means or the asbab of accomplishing that. So be callers to that which is good, and focus on calling the people and teaching them the Tawheed of Allah Ta'ala. In the Tawheed of Allah is self-rectification. In the Tawheed of Allah is the rectification of the family. In the Tawheed of Allah is the rectification of society. In the Tawheed of Allah is the rectification of the Ummah of humanity as a whole. We ask Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala to give us tawfiq in these affairs. And we'll suffice with this amount for today. هذا وصلى الله وسلم على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.